the Washington, D.C. tour bus driver who accidentally hit and killed Skagway's mayor and her mother during a trip to the nation's capital pleads guilty. And Haines residents commissioned an independent report on the socioeconomic impacts of mining. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. The Washington, D.C. tour bus driver who accidentally hit and killed Skagway's mayor and her mother during a trip to the nation's capital pled guilty. He now faces up to 4 years in jail for two counts of felony negligent homicide. Skagway's mayor Monica Carlson and her mother Cora Louise Adams were in a crosswalk on Pennsylvania Avenue last December when driver Gerard James made an illegal left turn while talking on his cell phone. That's according to video footage from inside the bus. The 61-year-old mayor and her 85-year-old mother were hit and taken to an area hospital where they were pronounced dead. The women were visiting the White House's Christmas decorations as tourists. The 45-year-old driver had decades of driving experience without major incidents and no criminal history, the court heard. His attorney said he accepted a plea deal because he wanted to take responsibility for his negligence. He's apologized to the family ahead of his sentencing, which is slated for mid-November. Monica Carlson had been Skagway's mayor since 2017. Her term expires this year and is being completed by Andrew Cremata. He says the community is still grieving. A group of Haines residents commissioned an independent report on the potential socioeconomic impacts of a mining operation in the Chilkat Valley. The report cautions that mining activity in small towns can have serious costs attached to the benefits. Deb Marshall is a spokeswoman for nearly a dozen Haines residents, informally calling themselves the Friends of the Chilkat and Klaheeny Rivers.
Some of the nonprofits have done a good job of showing the environmental impacts of the possible acid drainage impacting the salmon population, but what we're not talking about is the socioeconomic impact of a boom and bust economy.
She says the group wanted a socioeconomic assessment from experts without an interest in the proposed mine. They commissioned a report from a small economic consulting firm in Montana whose client list includes the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Park Service.
Mining, metal mining, is often offered as a free lunch.
Dr. Thomas Powers is an emeritus economics professor from the University of Montana.
The promise of mining is spectacularly high-paid jobs and significant revenues to governments.
But he says those benefits come at a significant cost. His report cautions that the ripple effect of high-wage jobs doesn't typically pan out, and that workers employed in block shifts are often associated with increased alcohol and substance abuse, among other ill effects. Powers says there's broad agreement among economists that mines leave communities worse off economically. That's despite the value extracted from mines and the high wages they pay.
Interesting thing is that when one looks at areas, especially small-town rural areas, that have had substantial mining development, you don't find prosperous communities.
He cites Appalachia as an example. It's been a premier coal mining zone in the U.S. for over a century. It's also been a symbol of persistent poverty, poor health, and high unemployment. Powers' findings are a contrast to the promises of Constantine Metal Resources, the company in advanced stages of mineral exploration for a large-scale zinc-copper-silver barite mine at the Palmer Project near Haines. In a written statement, Constantine's vice president of external and community affairs, Liz Cornejo, said social studies are a very important part of the mineral exploration and development process. We can learn from other studies and communities, but we also need to conduct our own local studies that include project and community-specific information. Cornejo says Constantine plans to begin studies that will help avoid or minimize potential negative impacts of mining activity. The Friends of the Chilkat and Klaheeny Rivers hope their report will be a conversation starter for the community. Copies of the report will be available in the Haines Library. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel. An Air Station Sitka crew assisted a boat that ran aground over Labor Day weekend off Prince of Wales Island. The Coast Guard in Juneau received a call around 10:30 on Saturday morning from four people who were stranded near Cagot Cove after their 18-foot skiff hit a log and was taking on water. The Coast Guard's initial release of information about the event was on Twitter and contained very few details. In a follow-up call to District 17 headquarters, KCAW learned that a crew from Air Station Sitka was airborne within an hour and made it to the scene just before noon. The crew lowered a rescue swimmer and a pump to a nearby Good Samaritan vessel, and the rescue swimmer assisted the skiff's owner to control the flooding and save the boat. There were no injuries reported. The Good Samaritan vessel escorted the skiff back to Nakati Bay. That report comes to us from KCAW's Anna Rose. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for listening to The Local News. You can hear these stories and more on our website or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.